Big Sur by Jack Kerouac. Copyright 1962 by Jack Kerouac. This unabridged recording of the reading of Big Sur was published by arrangement with Sterling Lord Literistic and was produced in 1998 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. This book is read by Tom Parker. This book is 241 pages long. Big Sur by Jack Kerouac. The following material appears on the book's back cover. Each book by Jack Kerouac is unique, a telepathic diamond. With prose set in the middle of his mind, he reveals consciousness itself in all its syntactic elaboration, detailing the luminous emptiness of his own paranoiac confusion. Such rich natural writing is nonpareil in later half-20th century, a synthesis of Proust, Céline, Thomas Wolfe, Hemingway, Genet, Thelonious Monk, Basho, Charlie Parker, and Kerouac's own athletic sacred insight. Big Sur's a humane, precise account of the extraordinary ravages of alcohol delirium tremens on Kerouac, a superior novelist who had strength to complete his poetic narrative, a task few scribes so afflicted have accomplished. Others crack up. Here we meet San Francisco's poets and recognize hero Dean Moriarty 10 years after On the Road. Jack Kerouac was a writer, as his great peer W.S. Burroughs says, and here at the peak of his suffering humorous genius he wrote through his misery to end with C, a brilliant poem appended on the hallucinatory sounds of the Pacific Ocean at Big Sur. Allen Ginsberg, 10-10-91, New York City.